You are listening to Christian Radio.
Christian Radio.
It's time now to gather round for the Expounder Ministries radio Bible teaching program, Walking in Simplicity, with your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and ministry of the Word. At the close of today's program, an address will be given to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's seek the Lord for a taste of that wonderful manna that can only come from God's Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah to God Almighty in the highest, and peace from God, love from God, mighty salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes up to the Father in heaven except by and through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God forevermore. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen Milhorn, and today we are going to talk about the Gospel of Peace. Our Jewish brethren, once in a year, celebrates Yom Kippur, of making a day of atonement unto God, in their feeble hopes of reconciling themselves to God. No shed blood sacrifice from Jesus, they go about to establish their own righteousness. The Apostle Paul was grieved with this. He could imagine himself accursed from Christ for his brethren, for he knew that they had rejected the Messiah and their only hope for salvation. But this message today, my beloved, is about the Gospel of Peace that God extends to all mankind. What happened so long ago in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God's word, and they partook and took into themselves the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, which was forbidden them. God had warned them that death would follow, but Eve was beguiled by the serpent, and Adam was persuaded by his wife. But it was Adam that bore the responsibility, for he had the charge of the creation. So, my beloved, the Gospel of Peace was extended by God from heaven in sending the Word of God down from heaven, His only begotten Son, to repair the breach that mankind transgressed. The fellowship and the understanding was broken between God and man. Through their disobedience, it was severed, cut off, disconnected, no longer a part of. But God, in His infinite wisdom and knowledge and mercy, already had a plan of redemption already in mind. The good news was, my beloved, that God did not destroy mankind, but sent His only begotten Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to take upon Himself the penalty of our sins. Because we severed, cut off, broken, disconnected our fellowship and link to God. But our Lord Jesus Christ, He brought peace, reconciliation, partnership, togetherness, being one, a oneness, so that we could get back in agreement with God, in fellowship. Even the term the Gospel of Peace sounds a little strange. It's only mentioned two times in the New Testament. One is the whole armor of God, where we shod our feet with the preparation of the Gospel of Peace. And the other one is in Romans 10, verse 14 and onward. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him, meaning Jesus? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the Gospel of Peace and bring good tidings of good things. So, my beloved, some people might believe that the Gospel of Peace is that sensation you have or that feeling you get when you become born again and He gives you His peace, which is certainly good news. But the Gospel of Peace, my beloved, is God saying to you and me, yea, to all the world, that you can be made right, you can be made whole, you can be reconciled unto God, you can have peace with God. But it only comes one way, through one person, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus. But let's consider once again how great this breach was in the Garden of Eden, where God totally withdrew himself from mankind, and therewith man was subjugated to the fires of hell, which was created for the devil and his angels. Now if we take it down to our own level, on an earthly level, when agreements and covenants are broken, such as divorce, contracts broken, these things result in fighting and war. And who is to be the reconciler? Proverbs 18:19. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. As you well may remember, my beloved, in Acts 15:36 and onward, and some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them, from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, one from the other. So Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, we have earthly breaches, covenants and contracts broken. Sometimes there's reconciliation, and sometimes there is not. But we are talking about God here, the eternal separation between God and man. And there is only one way for mankind to be reconciled back to God, which we all should know by now, is only through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and onward. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us, meaning Paul the Apostle, and the Scriptures, and all his ministers, and those who testify of God, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. My beloved brothers and sisters, the Father said that he was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And if you have faith in him and are born again of his Spirit, he won't be imputing your past trespasses unto you, for you have been reconciled unto God. So all pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles and prophets, yea, all the body of Christ, should beseech the unbeliever in Christ's stead to be reconciled unto God, to know that there is peace with God. But it's only one way, the door, the shepherd of the sheep, the bishop of our soul, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:12 and onward, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath, past tense, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. So, my beloved, we see that we can be a partaker of heaven, of Christ's divine nature. We can join those sanctified ones in heaven with the inheritance that he offers. He's already delivered us from the power of the devil, the power of darkness. He's already moved us over into, translated us into, the kingdom of his dear Son by his life, death on the cross, and resurrection, and by the shedding of his blood. This is the good news. This is the peace that God extends unto all mankind. so we don't have a day once in a year to call to mind our sins and to fast and pray away our sins. Because only the blood of Jesus, by being born again, brings you this peace with God. And without the shedding of blood, Christ's blood, there is no permanent remission of sins. Oh, my beloved brothers and sisters, Colossians 1 verse 19 says, "For it pleased the Father that in him," meaning his Son, "should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you," meaning you and me, my beloved, "and all people, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." And how did God do it? Verse 22, "In the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel." Don't backslide, in other words, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So my beloved brothers and sisters, in the beginning, there was a great breach, there was a severing, there was a cutting off, there was a disconnection between God and man. But the good news is, there is peace from God to all men, to be reconciled, to be brought together, to be one. But it's only through the living Word of God, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Yahushua, Yeshua. So my beloved brothers and sisters, as one of many who is an ambassador of Christ, I say to you, be ye reconciled to God and know his peace. Time is running out, my beloved, for the tribulation is nigh upon us. Think on these things, my beloved. Your peace can only come by God and his beloved Son, and his name is the Lord Jesus. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye. Thank you, my beloved brothers and sisters, for joining me today in the broadcast. If you would like more information about the ministry, you may go to www.expounderministries.com, and there you can find a weekly sermon, many of my past Radio Bible teaching programs, my books, and my recordings of the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. I also have a sister website, www.selectosermon.com. That's SelectOSermon.com, and there you can listen to hours and hours of past radio programs. And remember, God sent his Son that you may live. Believe on him. Hallelujah. God bless you. The time is short, my beloved. Come back to God before it is too late. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.